The Language of Desire, Erotic Action Movie, Part 1. I'm going to start off telling you guys a little story. Tara and Tom have been together for 2 years. Tara really wants to get Tom's motor running, so she decides to create an erotic action movie for him, casting him as the sex god star. She remembers the rainy night last summer when she got a flat tire and he came to her rescue on the side of the freeway. He looked so delicious as he jacked up her car and swapped out her busted tire, all during a tropical torrential downpour. Rain mixed with beads of sweat running down his arms. She shivers thinking how fun it would have been to thank him with a quickie in the back seat of his car. The danger of possibly getting caught, but not caring because she needed him, her highway hero, right that second. Armed with a devilish smile and her memories of Tom as her real-life hero, she gets to work writing out a movie script that includes the rain and a roadside romp. So if you've ever even had the inkling of wanting to star in a movie, you will love the erotic action movie technique. And even if you have zero acting skills, you'll change your mind once you learn how to do this. As discussed in Module 3, there are a few key triggers to your man's sexual confidence, including deeply desiring and sexually appreciating him, even objectifying and worshiping him, surrendering to him, giving him a sense of ownership, showing him that he has sexually satisfied you, and letting him act out his inner hero. With the erotic action movie technique, you have the ability to tap into any or all of these triggers for him. Plus, you build up anticipation and show how eager you are for his body. His confidence and his connection to you will be off the charts because you have given him this starring role. Here's a little secret. No matter what kind of man he is, there's a deep yearning somewhere inside of him to be the dashing hero who slays the dragons and wins the heart and body of the beautiful girl, even if he's a bookish techie type or a totally reserved personality. Men have been shown the masculine archetype through toys, books, movies, TV, and video games since childhood. I promise you, the desire to be the hero is ingrained in his psyche somewhere. And with this fun technique, you'll provide this unspoken fantasy for him, and he'll wonder how he ever got so lucky to have you. Imagine that. You get to play screenwriter, director, and leading lady in your own personal movie. Now, it may sound complicated, but I'll show you exactly how easy this will be. And the beauty of the erotic action movie is you get to outline the story ahead of time, building in some of your fantasies and turn-ons too. So let me share one of my favorite erotic action movie examples from my personal collection that won much critical acclaim from my man. I call this one the Stress Reliever. I show up at your office to surprise you with a lunch date. As soon as I walk through the front doors, I can tell things are hectic. I spot you across the room, having a conversation outside of your office. Somehow you sense my presence and our eyes meet. You smile and motion me over. I walk toward you and can't help but admire how good you look. Not just your clothes, you look powerful and confident, a man in charge. I'm immediately reminded how proud I am to be with you. As I get closer, I can see how stressed you are. The tension in your face, neck, and shoulders is obvious. A little grin creeps across my face as I think of how I can ease that tension for you. "This is a nice surprise. What are you doing here today, honey?" you ask as you dismiss your coworker and greet me with a warm hug. "I know how hard you work and decided to deliver a special treat to you in person. Let's go into your office for a minute," I purr. You open the door and follow me in with a confused smile. "Shut the door and lock it, please," you comply. I grab your belt and pull you closer, turning you around to face me. "So what's this treat you've brought me?" you ask. "It's a special stress reliever, since I can tell you're having a busy day," I explain, as I slide my trench coat off and let it fall to the floor, revealing the black wrap dress I know you like on me. Something I think you'll really enjoy. You look me straight in the eye. Felicity, what exactly are you doing? I have a client conference call in 10 minutes. I put my finger to your lips. Shh. You'll make your conference call. I gently guide you to your big executive chair, deftly unbuckling your belt and unzipping your pants. Sit, I order. You sink into the smooth leather seat. I ease myself onto my knees between your legs. Your excitement is visible as you've clearly figured out what my stress-relieving treat involves. I was going to take you to lunch, but seeing your stress and also seeing how in control you looked at the same time, I had to do this instead. I free your rock-hard erection from your boxers. Looking you straight in the eye, I wrap my mouth around you. Swirling the tip of my cock with my tongue with every pass, your legs quiver with pleasure. I begin to pick up speed, taking you deeper and deeper into my mouth with each head bob. You stifle a moan and lead your head back on the headrest of your chair while I go to town. Faster and faster, I'm relentless in my need to make you climax. Your hands are in my hair and your breathing is heavy and rapid. I know you're close. Your entire body tenses before release. Just as you shudder and explode into my mouth, the intercom on your phone buzzes. We are meeting in conference room A in 3 minutes. Perfect timing, I announce with a wink. Standing up, I straighten my dress and smooth out my ruffled hair. Better get to the conference room. I'll see you when you get home, and I make my exit. So that's kind of fun, right? That's just a movie script that I wrote and gave to my boyfriend. And I was thinking specifically of him when I wrote it. My movie speaks directly to a few triggers I know he has. Acknowledgement of his career and how hard he works, my thoughtfulness and care for his emotional state, and my willingness and eagerness to give him sexual pleasure. He was totally blown away when I shared this with him when he was on a business trip. We were not able to be face-to-face, so in this instance, I delivered it over the phone, but it could have worked also very well via text or email. Next is just the action, erotic action movie. So I want to share an example of a more pared-down version that has less supporting details and sort of just gets straight to the action. If creative writing isn't your thing, or you just want to mix it up with a straightforward get-to-the-sex type of movie, this one's for you. Babe, I have you on my mind so much today. I wish you were here, right here next to me. Actually, I'm sitting on our bed right now. I just got out of the shower, and I'm wearing one of your t-shirts because I wanted to feel close to you. Guess which one I put on. You let him guess what shirt you're wearing. Yes, I love how you look in that t-shirt. I'm imagining your fingers grazing my skin, giving me goosebumps as they make their way from my face, past my breast, over my hips. Your hands push my legs open, and you can see I'm already so wet and turned on. You press on my clit, gently rubbing and seeing my reaction, a little harder and faster, and then you stop. I'm quivering, waiting for you to continue. You lean in close, and your tongue darts in, flicking my clit, then pressing, then sucking. Oh, my hips can't help but to move in rhythm against your mouth. You love making me have intense orgasms, don't you? You're the best at that, babe. Oh my God, you make me come so hard. I love how you make my body vibrate and hum for you. Before I even have the chance to stop shaking, you flip me over and take me hard from behind. Your dick feels amazing pushing deep inside of me. I love how you fill me up. I know I'm making a lot of noise, but I don't care at this moment, for a whole building hears me. You grabbing my hips and fucking me hard makes me lose control. Before you come, I beg you to turn me back around. I want to feel the weight of your body on top of me. I want to see your face at the moment your orgasm overtakes you. I watch you close your eyes as you reach the brink. Faster and harder, you keep thrusting until that final moment. Good Lord, I love watching you come. And then you collapse next to me, in a glistening heap of spent energy, legs still entwined with mine. So that movie script works well as a text message. And when we get to the section on delivering your movie, you'll see what I mean by using text or even email to deliver your script. So another strategy for creating your movie involves letting him make choices in the plot as he goes, kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure or interactive movie. One of the most common fantasies that people have is sex with someone else. It's totally normal and not a threat to the fidelity of your relationship. As much as your man loves you and only has sex with you, in his mind he's thought about all sorts of other couplings. So use this fun phone sex script as a means to role play and bring that fantasy to life. He'll love and appreciate the freedom you're giving him to unabashedly enjoy this secret fantasy. In this movie script, you're going to play the part of a phone sex operator where he gets to choose his own sex adventure with you. This is a bit more advanced and requires you to improvise on the fly. However, when you get in the groove, I think you'll have a lot of fun with it. Hello, you say his name. Welcome to your sexy adventure. My name is, make up a name, not your own, and I'll be your guide today. Sit back and let's get started. Say one if you'd like to be in a luxury candlelit hotel room with me as your hired masseuse. Say two if you'd like to be in a private beach cabana in a tropical paradise with me as your cocktail waitress. Then you'll describe the setting based on what he selects. If he chooses the masseuse, describe your outfit. Tell him about the lotions and oils you've brought to soothe his muscles. If he chooses beach cocktail waitress, again, describe your outfit in detail. Are your breasts overfilling your bikini top? If he's an ass man, is the curve of your plump rear end visible under your short sarong skirt? Make sure to also describe how he looks, how you immediately find him attractive and sexy. Comment on his attire or physique or anything you would notice that would turn you on. Now you'll continue the story based on his selections. Say one if your fantasy is for me to initiate physical contact with you. Say two if you'd like to be the one to initiate physical contact. This gives you the storyline on how your character acts. Is she dominant or submissive? It gives him the chance to try out a different role, too. So depending on what he selects, describe how you first touch each other. If you're the aggressor, talk about how you can't help but want to run your hands on his glistening skin. If he's the aggressor, describe how he reaches out and touches, strokes, or kisses you. Always include how it makes you feel. Describe the sensations in detail. You'll continue building the story, giving him choices on how to guide the action. So you'll say one if you want me to... fill in the blank. Say two if you want me to fill in the blank. So I want you to use your imagination. Some of the choices could include foreplay, kissing, touching different body parts and who goes first, oral sex, giving him head or him going down on you, intercourse, different positions, pace, slow and gentle, rough and wild. The entire flow of the conversation would look something like the graph that I have for you on the online version of the course. So it's a little difficult for me to talk this through, but I'll describe it for you. At the top is your introduction. Hello, partner name. I'm your, guide for the day. Say one for hotel room masseuse. Say two for beach cocktail waitress. And then it breaks off into storyline one. And then it also has another branch up for storyline two. And you just walk through the different actions that are going to take place, always giving him options. He gets to pick one thing or the other. And once you see this on screen and you do the next lesson, it'll become crystal clear. So this one's a little difficult to do just via the audio version of the program. The next type of movie that you could do is incorporating a fantasy. The erotic action movie is a perfect way to share one of your fantasies with virtually zero risk. So if you feel a little shy about describing what you'd like to do, you can frame it as though you had a dream about it, which feels a little bit safer. Sex in public is something that a lot of people fantasize about, but not everyone can or will act upon it. So here's a way to include him in a public sex romp where there's no chance of getting caught. I had the best dream about you last night. Want to hear it? Well, it's a little naughty. Go ahead and sit down or lie back while I give you the details. I was having dinner with some coworkers after the big sales presentation. We were in a corner booth and I was sitting on the end. The restaurant was very fancy, gorgeous table linens, dimly lit by candles. All of a sudden, I started feeling a little tickle on my leg. I jumped at first, but the hands down there steadied me and held me fast. I started to panic, wondering who or what was down there. I slid my napkin off my lap to the floor so I could peek under the tablecloth. That's when I saw you. Somehow, you'd gotten yourself to the restaurant I was at, and you'd snuck under the table. I looked at my coworkers, and nobody was the wiser that you were there. Relaxing a bit, because I knew it was you, I moved my legs so you had easier access, because I knew without a doubt exactly why you were down there. Your hands made quick work of the situation. You pushed my skirt up and moved my panties aside with your fingers, circling my clit, rubbing, pressing, getting your fingers all slippery with my juices. Oh my God. In and out, around, pushing, pressing, torturing me with delicious pleasure as I sat there like nothing was going on. You quickly brought me to orgasm, and I could sense your wicked smile as you felt my legs shaking hard, knowing that above the table, I had to pretend I wasn't coming. Then you were gone. I got up to use the restroom. As I was walking down the dimly lit corridor, the maitre d' stopped me and said I had a phone call. He led me to the coat closet and then shut the door behind me. Just as I was about to freak out, your strong hands were on my shoulders and you turned me around to face you. "How did you get here? What are you doing?" I asked, but you silenced my questions with a passionate kiss and pressed your growing erection into me. I quickly unzipped your pants and pulled you to me. Even though I knew the restaurant staff was aware of us in the coat closet, at that moment I didn't care. I needed your rock-hard penis in me that second. We loudly fucked on a pile of other people's coats. Right as you came, I woke up, startled, and totally hot for you. Wasn't that a crazy dream? All right, now it's your turn to start creating your own erotic action movie. So we're going to go to the next lesson where I'm going to walk you through the steps.